If you're hearing this before listening to The Weekly Show, are you sure you meant to do that? If not, stop now and go do that first.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language.
You're listening to Extra Large on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
So, Hell on Wheels. It does feel like a ripoff.
My auntie hasn't been talking about anything, but my wife has been talking about and watching quite prodigiously Vampire Diaries.
Oh, dear God. Is your wife a 13-year-old girl?
Well, actually, you know what? It's not quite as... I mean, it has...
Don't lie to me, Dylan.
No, listen to me. Listen.
Listening.
Morgan, listen.
Listening.
It has some of that whole Twilight, melodrama. But it's also fucking violent. It is really violent.
Yeah.
Like, not a single episode goes by when someone doesn't die quite graphically.
Yeah.
Quite surprised.
Well, I guess that.
Not for your tweens. I think it's for your older.
Is that older. Is the wife, is she quite bloodthirsty?
Probably, yeah. Probably. Mm-hmm. She may be a vampire or possibly a werewolf.
Yeah.
But I was quite surprised. I've seen some bits of it, and every now and again, you know, she'll be watching and I'll look up and I'll just see some, you know, person get dismembered or some, what was it, a vampire drop into a well full of vervain, which incidentally is the thing that kills or hurts vampires, some sort of plant or herb.
Vervain.
Vervain. Also wolfbane. Oddly enough, kind of the same thing for werewolves. Amazing the things that I'm learning. So now I'm prepared for vampires, werewolves, and of course, zombies.
I think that Sakura _59, good old Sam McCosh in the chat room, maybe a 13-year-old girl, as it turns out. I watch Vampire Diaries, she says. Ellipsis.
She did put an ellipsis on, so maybe it's going to be followed up with something else.
No, I think that was a pregnant pause telling me to shut up and not be critical of it, or else.
Or else. Or else you'll lose another listener.
We also had... I'm heartbroken every time I lose a listener. If I was still heartbroken every time we lost a listener, I would be sobbing all the time. I don't know where the physics are in that. Must add some every now and then as well. There was a comment in the chat room. It's very one-sidedly Morgan today. Well, listen.
It's hard to talk over Morgan. Just then I did it, though. That was pretty good. But see, then he goes quiet. Hey, James is on.
I'm just leaving it to you. I'll be the occasional commentator, and you can be the guy.
Well, that's the other thing. See, I can't do it. It's all you. You drive it. You've got the ability to go on and 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 just talk shit. I am less of a shit talker. I talk some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think people understand that the reason not everybody does this is that not everybody can do this.
Yes. It's quite hard to cope with a full-on direct Morgan. And it's a skill. Which I try to have. Ben has quite a lot of Morgan talking over and dealing with skills.
Yep.
Robin does all right.
Yep.
But it's tricky. Shall we talk about the election show, which is now just barely, when you're listening to this, 2 days away? God help us.
Terrified. We are hopefully we're going to get a lot of confirmations of guests in the next couple of days. But the worst case scenario is that we just make a really fucking amazing episode of Discourse. Which is, you know, that's cool. I'm very happy to do that. But I would like to make a really fucking amazing election show, not just a really amazing Discourse episode. And that really relies, I mean, the best Discourse episodes, I think it's quite clear, are when we have, you know, a guest or two on. And we're going to be on probably 3 or 4 hours. You don't have to watch the whole time. You know, the stream will be there whenever you want to watch it throughout the evening. And
afterwards, there should be recordings on the internet for you to watch and catch up with. Should you miss a vital moment of it or something?
We'll try and break it down into accessible bite-sized chunks. Not very bite-sized, though. Bite-sized in the sense of like an hour.
Once again, if you would like to contribute in any way whatsoever, please get in touch.
Yep.
Please get in touch. Yep. We're open to contributions in any way. We're not most open, but very open to contributions via Skype or some other video calling technology, because that would be more interesting than talking to people who are just disembodied voices.
I'm very interested in talking to people just about what their experiences were at the voting booth and what they hope to see happen after the election. We have got quite a nice relationship with their electoral commission. They're giving us all the data that, you know, the exact same data that the big guys get, and possibly we'll have results even faster than they do.
Because we don't process it properly. We just kind of just jam it through and put it up, just whatever it says.
Exactly. So we will have all the results, and I'm very excited just to talk our way through it. There are a few key electorates which are most exciting. Epsom, you know, way up there. Certainly.
Is there any other really big
Auckland Central, Te Tokerau and the Māori seats.
The Māori seats will be interesting. Yeah. The polling I've seen in Auckland Central just seems to suggest it's just a thing, you know, it's assumed.
I went over there to talk to the chat room because someone said, where's Ben? Sad face. Listen, it's the overflow now. You've got to realize Ben's not on. He's not here. He's working. He's got, you know, another one of his project things. Every now and then it happens.
You know whose fault it is that Ben is not here? It's Android's fault.
Oh, is he building an app?
I think he's been working on Android apps because he's turned on his bitching about Android.
Oh, he was talking about debugging trouble with the old Android.
Yeah, and said he was doing lots of tweets because every time he had to recompile, he had a 2-minute wait while the compiler sorted his shit out.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So let's blame Android. It's Google's fault.
Yeah.
It's all Google's fault.
Yeah. But, you know, it's possible that he's going to change his mind about that once he's used it a bit more. He might discover he likes it, but I doubt it. I mean, I think he's paid to like Microsoft stuff, right?
You know, he has some different, like, I've talked to him about what I see as the benefits in Android versus Windows Phone and iOS. And he has just kind of a different perspective. I mean, obviously he's got a perspective of a developer. He's, you know, he's interested in the experience for the developer, but yeah. I also see for the developer some advantages in having more access to more stuff within Android than you do within Windows Phone and iOS. Like, I mean, it's impossible to create a custom keyboard for Windows Phone or iOS, for example.
Yeah.
And yet there's a number of commercial custom keyboards on Android that sell really well and are better than the stock keyboards.
I installed Swipe on the Huawei Idios, whatever it was. The
X5 or whatever, isn't it?
The first one.
Oh, yep.
The one that actually Sakura in the chat room
X3
broke. I installed Swipe on that, even though it didn't come with it by default, and it worked just fine. Swipe is lovely. I would have a very hard time, and I do in fact have a hard time, using mobile, you know, touchscreen devices without Swipe. I still really strongly dislike the experience every time I try to write something on the iPad. Even though that keyboard is hugely bigger, the screen is, you know, lovely and nice to touch, but not having Swipe is just so stupid.
Did we talk about, there was a fantastic article about the way humans, or the way we perceive humans will interact with computers in the future. And obviously, even before the iPad, the science fiction example was always the swipey touchy.
It was always touch and talk.
Well, yeah.
Computer, hello, computer.
But it's not just touch; it's swipe. You know, it's just touch and move. It's never grab or twist or any of those things. So there was this fantastic little article about how, as people, we use our hands, how complex they are, how absolutely reliant we are on tactile feedback to do things.
Mm.
And how none of the current thinking on computer interaction takes any of that into account. It was it was completely eye-opening for me.
Yeah.
Just to read this and think, wow, there's just, you know, we're not even scratching the surface on what we could possibly be doing.
Yeah.
We're just satisfied to swipe things around, which is a completely unnatural interaction. The only other time we really do anything like that is, you know, finger painting or writing "clean me" on the back of someone's car windscreen.
Right, so when we're a child or when we're being childish.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, the thing, I was typing on the iPad the other day, and the thing I realized that frustrates me most about the iPad keyboard or about the iPad typing experience versus either an iPhone or any other sort of smartphone device is a lack of haptic feedback.
Yeah.
It has no vibrator in it.
Yeah, yeah. That little tick sound is definitely substitute. Android is lovely.
Something it's hit.
Yeah, it's lovely on the Android. Vit, doesn't take much. Makes a difference. Makes a big difference. I hate the tick, tick, tick sound, though. on the iPad. You have to turn it off independently of turning the volume up and down. I turned the volume down, and then I was using the iPad in bed, and I sent like an email or whatever, and it goes whoosh, motherfucker! The sound is meant to be off. What the fuck is your problem? Why, if I turn the sound off, does the sound not turn off? Is that intuitive? Yep. No, assholes. It's not. If I want the sound on, I will turn the fucking sound on. And I did want the sound off, so I turned it off. They didn't want it to be really off, just a bit off. Just a little bit off.
Yeah.
Chat room says Jobs wants you to hear the sound. Yeah, well, that's true. But so what? I mean, I'm the user. This is one of those things where you actually can turn it off, but you have to turn it off independently of the volume switch. So, I mean, if I want to be able to hear that sound when I have the volume up, I have to go and separately turn it on.
So you've got the little switch. Is the volume switch not the? Because you can sit there now, can't you? You can pick between them.
I have the little switch on the side.
Rotation lock.
Yeah, I've set it to rotation lock, but there's also a volume rocker. And I used that to turn the volume down, and I turned it off, and there was still sound, but only those very specific sounds.
Yeah, well, obviously they're more important. Maybe they qualify as alert sounds or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so what? I mean, okay, so alarms. I think alarms should probably cut through. But the keyboard tapping sound is not an alarm, for fuck's sake. And it is something that I want to make silent easily when I'm in bed. It happened to be sending a late night email.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. God damn it. It's so stupid. I mean, it was an easy solution. You go in and you turn it off. But now it's off, even if I turn the sound back up. It just seems like they've made it more complicated than it needs to be. And aren't Apple the guys who are meant to make this stuff kind of intuitive and simple and cut out all the stupid, useless stuff? Well, what they've done is add stupid, useless stuff. Bloody idiots.
It's about right.
Bastards.
But anyway, so yeah, Ben's expectations of what he wants from a mobile platform, are different to mine or perhaps other people's. And I guess it comes down to that, isn't it? A lot of people who are most happy with the things that Apple make have expectations that are similar to that which Apple wants you to have.
Yeah.
I don't have those expectations. I want more from my stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I like Android. I haven't tried developing for it, really. I do admit it does look quite... I tried to install the developing kit, and it didn't bloody work.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
I installed the development kit a while ago, and I'm not really a coder. I do quite a lot of programming for my day job, but, you know, it's different. And I thought, oh, I'll have a bit of fun and make a couple of little silly web apps, you know, just stuff that loads stuff off web pages and whatever. And I just didn't really enjoy it. I didn't enjoy it at all, actually.
Yeah, well, there you go.
But I think that's probably universally true of app development, and probably universally true of real development.
Well, exactly. I looked into some app development for iOS, and I had the same sort of thoughts, really.
And of course there, well, actually, there's tools now where you can use multi-platform. But there, for a long time, you had to use an OS X machine to do that.
Yeah, you still do for the compile or for the submission to the App Store anyway. You still have to. You have to sign it, I think, to...
Right.
Anyway, whatevs.
Yeah. Do we have anything else that we want to talk about?
Oh, probably lots. So just so you know, I'm gonna put this out there. We are the television program we're making. When I say it's HD, I'm not shitting you. We're talking full on HD broadcast cameras.
Cameras are amazing. Can we talk about the behind the scenes stuff?
About how we make it.
Yeah.
There'll be quite a lot of behind the scenes stuff, because one of the aspects of doing the show is also using it as a case study for an article I'm going to write.
Oh, for Creative Cow?
For Creative Cow, and possibly for another article for another website as well. So, so it's going to document a lot of what we do. But we're not talking pretend HD here. This is full on real broadcast. Like if it wasn't the internet at the end, if it was a Freeview encoding stream, this would be HD television without question.
Yeah,
we are doing it for reals, yo. Yeah, so I've been gathering equipment, I've been calling in favors, and on the night we will be rocking it hardcore. Obviously with not quite the resources of the broadcasters, but we'll be doing it in HD and they won't, so da ha ha ha.
Yeah, they don't even have the equipment in their newsrooms to do HD.
They do not.
Our stuff is better than theirs, in a sense.
Now, it's a journalist I've spoken to. I think his name is Juha Saarinen. Says of the discussion, he says, "I have perverse intentions." He says of me that I have them. Yeah. That I am elaborately recording you, Morgan, in high definition, and that there's no excuse for that, and that you are like Goatsy and Tub Girl combined and shouldn't be inflicted upon the world in HD.
Yeah.
So that's I think that's a glowing recommendation.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Good old Juha, eh? Juha. I mean,
Juha. I've never really known how to say his name.
That's not necessary of him.
I think he's scared of you, Morgan.
I'm not like Tub Girl. I'm like Lemon Party.
You are a lot like Lemon Party, or even a bit like Meat Spin.
I was actually going to say Meat Spin. You spin me round, round, baby, right round.
So James is listening to us in the Discourse Live.
Is that right? Why is he not in my Skype?
Well, I don't know. He obviously hasn't signed into Skype, so we can't invite him. We'll be joined on the Discourse Live show by a friend and listener of the show, James Brown.
Yeah.
Not the one you might be thinking of, but a different James Brown.
Get on the scene.
Like
a sex machine.
Right, yes.
Get on up.
It sounds like we're heading dangerously towards copyright infringement territory then, again there, Morgan.
No.
Yeah. So you will be joined by him, and who the hell else knows? Oh, we need more people. More people.
Heaps.
Bring people. We'll just go and kidnap people off the street and drag them into the studio.
I'm content to do some kidnapping.
We have some support from International Director of Photography, Yves Samard.
Holy shit.
He's coming to light the place for us and set it all up.
This is ridiculous.
Just fresh back from being the technical manager of a hugely large game show in Southeast Asia.
Far out.
So, you know, we're not fucking about. You have to watch the show and you need to tell everyone you know, possibly not your mum, because she'll get confused by the idea of watching television on the internet, and not your grandma, because she's got dial-up, and it's really not really much point. But everyone else, you know, tell them to watch our show. Discourse.co.nz, you'll find it there. Saturday night, live from 7 p.m. Live. Maybe that should be our theme song.
I don't know what I'm going to say yet. Who knows what could happen? Oh, I've had too much cider. That's what I...
Excellent. I thought I might just give the chat room listeners... If you're not in the chat room right now, you're going to miss out. Yeah. I thought I might give the chat room listeners... a quick sneak peek into one little video snippet from our show. Which once I find it, I will do that. It's not really corned beef.
It's not corned beef.
I hate corned beef recently. I told you last week.
I have actually, let me get rid of these effects. I have actually had a little bit of corned beef lately. Weekday vegetarian only, ladies and gentlemen. You may already have heard. Corned beef hash, my local little cafe that me and the lovely, better 7/8 go to on the weekends, have a lovely corned beef hash with an egg on top.
Oh, yes.
A poached egg, and it is... really quite fine. I'm a big fan of the corned beef when it's prepared right. It's not, dear listener, you understand, the corned beef that you get in a can. It's not bully beef. No, it's actual corned beef. It's silver side or whatever.
Oh, yes. Have you made it? Oh, it's quite an exciting process.
Yeah, not long ago. Well, it's very, very easy. You put it in the slow cooker. You put it in the crock pot, and you leave it there with some onions and some other vegetables, and you leave it there.
A clove, cloves, a couple of cloves is apparently the big trick.
You put some stock in there, and you put it in there for 8 hours, and you can come back later, much later, and you go, oh my god, this is so tender, it's completely falling apart, and it's delicious, and it's a little bit salty, and yum, it's got mustard on it now, and we've made some mashed potatoes, and oh, it's delicious. And the next day, you even get to have some sandwiches with it, and it's the corned beef, man, the corned beef. Someone described it as when I posted a twit pic of the corned beef hash a few weeks ago, first time I had it, maybe a couple of months ago, at the little local cafe in Parnell here. And they said, recession bacon.
Recession bacon?
Recession nice. Bacon. I don't know about that. I don't know if that's entirely fair. I guess, maybe. Maybe. I think I actually prefer it to bacon. So if that's recession bacon, well, I'm a fan.
It's a pretty bold statement.
Bacon, though, bacon is overrated, man. Bacon is so overrated.
Got to talk to my friend Giappo again. He was making me bacon ice cream. I haven't heard what happened with that.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Bacon and maple syrup.
Terrible idea. Ben mentioned that Giappo were bringing out the Christmas fruit mints gelato. That sounds quite good. Yeah, bacon ice cream, though. Mints. Bacon ice cream can fuck off.
That was Ben's idea. Yeah. Oh, Melanie is making a face that looks like she's vomited in her mouth when I mentioned the fruit mints ice cream.
Oh, is it bad?
No, she hates fruit mints. Oh. But
I'm not a fan either, but it's ice cream. It's different.
It's a fruit mince pie ice cream, and literally it tastes like, assuming it's the same as the one he made last year, which it probably will be, it tastes like eating a fruit mince pie in the form of ice cream.
Mm. Sounds all right to me.
It's good. I mean, I don't even like mince pies that much, but it's good.
I've never had a bad Giappo.
There isn't.
No. I'm sure there are bad Giappos, but,
I had one I didn't like much. It was the green tea one. That was about it.
Yeah. Yeah, hit or miss. The texture of the green tea is always difficult.
Yeah. Mm.
So we've got one comment back from the chat room from that video you just posted in the Pretty Swish.
Pretty Swish.
And here's
swish
another comment. I almost didn't recognize my own city.
So just you wait. It'll have a voiceover and some more graphics, and it'll be the intro to our show.
That's the intro.
That'll be the most exciting part of it.
What our listeners might not understand is that we are award-winning filmmakers. We don't talk about that very much.
No.
But we are.
And this is just an extension of that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Dylan is a professional television editor on New Zealand's most popular... Can I say that?
Sure, why not?
On New Zealand's most popular television program. That's not giving any... I mean, you're allowed to...
That doesn't seem
unlegit. I mean, your name's right there in the credits.
Yeah, no, it's not even that hard to find out what I do, really.
Yeah.
Just watch.
We are not kidding around. We might be a couple of dickheads, and one of us is definitely a big mouth dickhead.
But, I think we're a few dickheads.
But we do have a few ideas on how to make a show. A few ideas. Don't know about if we have any ideas on how to make a 4-hour long show. The end of that, man, that might be a delightful piece of performance there at the end there. Because, I mean, I've just got a feeling that we are going to be pissed.
I'm probably not, because I'll be, looking after a whole bunch of gear and driving home. Oh, but otherwise, there'll be some pissing involved.
There will be. We will need to have things to give.
Now, there is also, I was going to talk to you, you should probably do a drinking, I don't know, is it drinking game? To do a drinking game during
I think it's completely appropriate.
Well, we'll have to do a little bit of pre-production on that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Drink! I guess every time, if Banks wins Epsom, we all have to start drinking heavily. After
Banks wins Epsom, we just start drinking until we can't anymore. Either until we run out of alcohol or we can't.
Or until the next election.
Drink every time someone says asset. Oh, I like this. It's a good suggestion.
That is a good suggestion.
But we should. I wonder if we should make up a special graphic for drink.
Yeah, I like that. There's a bunch of others we can probably do. Maybe we want to be careful, though. Because, I mean, you don't want to have, like, a shot of tequila every time someone says asset. Because, I mean, that might be a really quick way to get pissed, but it's not a good way to make, quite a high production value internet underground television show. And, we are trying to blaze a trail here, not of... look what we just barely managed to make, but of, wow, I cannot believe that they managed to make something so amazing.
I know, right? Wouldn't it be awesome?
And being half cut or fully cut is not going to help.
Well, we'll have to be somewhat Slightly cut then.
I've still got a feeling, though, towards the end there, it's going to be trouble. It's just going to be trouble.
All sorts of trouble.
It's a lot of time to be on. And I tell you what, that is a lot of time to be on.
Yeah, we'll make it. Just for example, like we've just been rambling through this, for example, and it wouldn't take much more than this for us to get all the way through. Oh, look, I found our press release. It's on the internet.
Oh, good. It went out.
It went out.
Oh, goody.
There's the press release. It's at scoop.co.nz. I haven't seen it in any proper mainstream media yet, but who knows.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Did you write that? Did you get anyone else to...
I wrote that. We had some feedback from Robin and also from a media PR kind of professional person.
Yeah. I'm extremely excited. I'm very anxious, though. I'm very nervous.
Well, that's the way to make a good show. If you're not nervous beforehand, you're not really putting enough into it, are you?
Yeah.
Not invested enough. Yeah. We're invested in this. It's a project of passion. Some shout-outs, of course. There'll be lots of shout-outs.
There will be many shout-outs. Thanks to all of the many, many sponsors.
There'll be a shout-out to Cactus Lab for
hooking us up. Oh, God, they're such good dudes, those Cactus Lab guys. Not just because of this, but
just generally
good dudes. God, they're so good. The stuff that they make is amazing. It's always amazing. Never a clanger that I've ever seen.
So they're giving us a spot to park our asses and stream ourselves to the internet from?
Yep. They're providing us with like a 60 meg fiber connection or something.
Yes, just enough to push our awesome stream up to the internet, and then whatever happens to it after that is not our fault. Yeah. Who else? We've got Orcon's going to give us some SIM cards for calling people so we don't have to worry about paying for our telephone calls.
Thank you, Orcon. You are charmers. We're not...
They were actually willing to give us a whole lot more, but in the end, we didn't need it. So that's
right.
Great.
They were going to boost up the speed at the regular studio for us, but in the end, we just decided that going to Cactus meant that, you know, it's a connection. It already works. There's no worrying about, is there going to be time for like whoever to provision whatever, and will we need to have people come and et cetera.
What else we got? Some other people we got.
Probably Sony.
Sony, well, not Sony, they're actually coming from individual people, so broadly speaking, NZ Crews.
Ah, those guys.
DVT, who are providing some gear, and Blackmagic Technology, or Blackmagic Design, rather.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome.
God, that Blackmagic stuff's hot.
There are two, as a professional video nerd, there are two companies that just constantly interest and excite me. One is Avid, and that's a bit boring, because, you know, they're a bit staid and old-fashioned, but they consistently turn out a good product and upgrade it regularly with goodness.
Yeah.
And do, from time to time, bring in some new interesting technologies into their group. Yeah. And the other one is Blackmagic Design, who just there's two big trade shows every year.
Mm.
One is NAB, which happens in April. In Las Vegas, and the other is IBC, which happens in Europe. Normally, I think it's always in Amsterdam, actually, and that's in around about September, I think. And every year at those two events, they just bring out surprising, amazing products it's hard to, if you don't work in the industry, if you work in IT, it would be like some relatively upstart company bringing out some massive switch that has all the features of a big Cisco switch that costs like $400.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, the video mixing desk we're using, which has eight inputs.
What's it called, an Atom something?
It's called an ATEM, ATEM 1ME, which means it has one effect bus.
Yeah.
So on a video mixer, on a video mixer or vision switcher, you've got your main effects thing where you can kind of switch or mix between two effects, but then you also have like another one which is a duplicate of that main one but feeds into the main one as a source.
Mm.
So that's how you end up building up complex effects, like having little picture-in-picture mirrored things happening, and you know, you can do wipes within that. Then it's got things called downstream keys, which means after the picture comes out of the main mixing bus, it then gets pushed through two keyers that you can add little graphics on top of. It's got all the stuff that previously you would have been paying you know, tens of thousands of dollars for these functions. Tens, yeah. if not into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. The box itself, the little box is, I think, $2,000. It's the little 1U rack mount thing that has the stuff. You can control it all with software.
Mm.
And then I think this is US dollars we're talking. And then I think for $5,000 you get the little panel controller, which gives you all the buttons and the paddle and all that stuff for firing the Death Ray from the Death Star. And that's craziness.
Mm.
And then they've got like a next step up, which is 2ME, which is the same, roughly the same thing. It's got more inputs. It's got a second ME, so you can do another level of sort of mixes, you know, video upon video upon video. And has an even bigger control panel, and it's, you know, still piss all money.
Mm.
Craziness.
I think that's awesome. We should also thank regen.co.nz, who have helped us with our visualization graphics. Because as
and still continuing to, we're still working through those.
Yeah, it seems a little bit tricky, that stuff.
Yeah, well, it's So the Caspar CG, the graphics software we're using, it works with Flash as the underlying technology for building the graphics. Mm. So Flash is both simple and difficult at the same time. You can do, you know, simple things with Flash pretty easily, but to do more complex things, you know, you have to understand what you're doing. Flash is an amazing underlying technology for that, because you can do more or less anything.
Yeah,
it's you know, it's a complete programming language. Like a lot of times when you're using professional graphics systems, the limitations come in how you can template things.
Yeah, having seen what Regen Cohen Z has done, Daniel Tu has done, knows what he's doing. Really knows what he's doing,
and it's turning around quick for us.
Yeah, so he's got serious chops, that guy.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be awesome. Now, if you're tuning into this after Saturday and you've watched the show and for some reason it was complete shit, then that wasn't our fault. Something bad happened.
Well, it was let's be fair, it was probably my fault.
Probably Morgan's fault. He probably got drunk. But if you're not watching this, if you're not listening to the show before Saturday and you haven't watched the live show yet, then it's going to be totally fucking awesome.
It's going to be so good! And if you're
unlikely to be complete shit.
If you're listening in like 300 years and you're a historian and you can't find those files, it was game-changing!
Absolutely amazing.
We brought down the government somehow.
Greatest thing ever to happen ever in the history of ever. So I think we've sort of run out of things to say. We just keep saying the same thing over and over again, and that is watch our goddamn show that we're making on the video thing, because
Discourse CoNZ. Just go to Discourse CoNZ. There's more to it. You can go to discourse.co.nz/election, but really, it's going to be on the front page. It's going to be all over.
You'll find it. It'll be there.
So we've just had another question in the chat room. Ben casually late? No, Ben. The show is just about over. Ben is not going to be here.
He might still turn up. You never know.
No.
You think Ben's not coming?
There's just no prospect.
No, Ben?
There's no chance.
Oh.
The show's done.
Okay.
Or is it? Is there something else we need to talk about?
I've got nothing. Is there anything more in the document?
We could do a shout out to the VPN, but I mean, I think that all of the listeners who want to do it, I mean, like 300 people or something have gone through there. So I don't know that anyone else. Should we keep even reading the VPN thing?
Maybe we should look for another way to sponsor ourselves.
Time for the next one. Because, there's already the uptake there. Let me just say, without giving anything away, it fucking works. It is so good. And it takes all that worry off your mind. It just works. That's it. And it costs about, if you do the monthly thing, it costs about $12 a month. And it bloody works. What more do you want to know? That's it.
Nothing. That's fine. I'm satisfied.
If you've heard the ad before, discourse.co.nz/VPN, just works. It's quite cheap, and you can watch Hulu and you can watch BBC iPlayer, and you can just switch between countries on your VPN, so it looks to the network essentially like you're in that country. So no one can track you back to your New Zealand IP address.
Now, did you see?
Guess what that means. You can do.
There was a news article that someone had been hacking into, the US military, and it had traced back to a Russian IP address, you know, so clearly it was Russia doing it, and I was like, yeah, was it Russia, or was it just someone with a VPN?
Yeah.
or you know, or a bot. Or...
It was Canada.
Probably was Canada. Fucking Canada.
They're pretty close to Russia. I remember old Palin said that she could see Russia from her back porch
in Alaska.
Yep.
Which is near Canada.
It's right next to it.
Near Russia.
I think. I mean, let's be honest. Should be Canada.
Alaska.
Let's be straight here. Should be Canada. But, you know, it was bought fair and square. Actually, I think it was bought off the Russians, wasn't it?
Was robbed.
No, it was bought fair and square.
It was bought from the Russians, yes.
Oh, dear God. I think the fine, the better 9/10ths has flayed.
Oh, flayed.
Filleted.
Filleted a fry for you. Fly.
We've got the end of the living room open. It's got like those huge trifold French doors onto the deck.
And the
penthouse. Listen, I call it a penthouse because that's how the real estate agent described it. Okay.
Yeah, and I say I live in Chatswood because the real estate didn't tell us that. We know where we live.
Okay, but this is actually a penthouse. It's the top floor.
It is a top floor, although it's exactly the same number of apartments on the top floor as there is on the floor below it. And usually that would just be a top floor. But, you know, penthouse, sure.
Listen, at least it's not a sub-penthouse. Have you seen that? People are, like, describing, like, the next level down.
Is that a thing?
That is definitely a thing. Look at a few look at a few real estate ads, brother.
And you'll see. Don't want to.
Don't want to.
Terrifying me.
Yeah, don't want to. Yeah, so the whole end of the place opens up onto the deck, and I don't know. I guess we definitely do not have an insect problem, but maybe she saw a fly, came up off the tennis court, and it was like, we cannot be having this thing, something like that.
Probably exactly what happened.
Yeah, something like that. All right, let's kill the show, eh? I think this has been fun. It's been fun and fun, and now it's done.
Fish and chaps.
This show is cancelled. Beep.
Don't forget to rewind the tape.
I would guess we could do a beep boop boop beep boop. Beep 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 ba beep ba ba ba.
I thought you were actually gonna play some music. Oh, is it straight into the corned beef?
Corn beef.
Peas on the top.
Corn beef.
Gravy. Mustard sauce.
Corn beef.
A little bit of braised cabbage.
Corn beef. Corn beef, corn beef, corn beef.
Nice salad.
With peas on the top and mustard on the side. Corned beef.
Mashed potato.
Corned beef. Corned beef. Corned beef. Corned beef. Corned beef. Corned beef. Bring it. Bring it. It's been brung. Corn beef. Corn beef. With peas on the top. With peas on the top. With peas on the top. And mustard on the side. Bombay.